Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Friday, and with us is Jeff Pitts. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor at Des Moines City View. He knows what to do on account of he's there, and City View knows what's going on in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, ding, ding, ding. Welcome, babe.
Ding, ding, ding.
Good to see you.
Warmer weather.
I know, yeah. What the heck happened? I mean, you know, the other day I was freezing my tuchus off. I don't know what day it was, Sunday maybe?
Uh-huh.
I was sitting at a softball field for almost 8 hours.
Really?
In the cold, yeah.
It was terrible.
No, it was terrible. It's terrible.
That is terrible.
Yeah. But anyway, this weekend's supposed to be nicer, and we'll see how things roll.
Did you steal second?
I watch people steal second, you know, and when they're in 11th grade and 12th grade, you know, it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they get a pitch across the plate.
They're pretty good with that underhand thing.
Oh, yeah.
You ever try to do that?
No. No.
Hair rotator cuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, I was going to suggest to my granddaughter that I would start pitching to her
just uh-huh.
for practice, and I'm not sure I really want to do that because you whip that thing around, you know, whoop, there goes a rotator cuff. Especially at my age, you know, I could lose a whole arm.
What was the thinking behind? Any idea how that started?
What, the underhand pitch?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's not natural, I don't think. Do they think it's safer?
Ouch, that even hurts just trying it.
It looks like it hurts. Maybe it's safer.
About it. Safer. I could flip it. I don't know. So, yeah, so that's, and, you know, politics is crazy. I mean, everybody's been in town.
How many people in the race nowadays?
45, 50, I don't know. I've started to lose count. I know that we have at least a football team. So it's 22 at last count.
22?
Yeah, I think so.
Man.
I know.
What's the record?
22.
That's got to be.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the Republicans last time, I think, had 16.
Is that right?
Yeah, in 2015. Yeah, I believe they had 16.
Who's the first one out, you think?
Where? Who? What?
Who's the first one out?
To leave?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. A lot of these people are in it for the long haul. I mean, they're spending money and doing stuff and, you know, geez. And we're not done yet. I expect four, maybe. Yeah. Uncle Joe is in town this week. I didn't go. But
he was in town?
He was in town, yeah. Marianne Williamson lives here. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, she's kind of like
lives here?
Rooted. Yeah, she's rooted. Yeah.
Since when?
Well, I don't know. I just found that out today.
Where's she live?
I'm not telling. I can't tell.
You mean she has like an apartment?
Yeah.
A place.
Right. Right. Yeah. She's got a place.
Did she buy or is she renting?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her when I see her this weekend. But yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, they're all over the place. I mean, Saturday of last week, I saw Tulsi Gabbard, Eric Swalwell, and Andrew Yang.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You interview all these people, right?
I try. Yeah.
What's your favorite question? Do you have a one question that you like to go back to?
Yeah, you know,
for each of them.
Yeah, well, I don't do politics on the News Hour, so I like to stick to business, and so I tend to talk about, okay, let's not talk about the political answers to things, but let's talk about how we are going to resurrect opportunities in rural Iowa. Because, you know, farmers are getting out. I mean, there's rampant suicides out there. You know, it's bad. I mean, with the rising costs of inputs, the low commodity prices, the trade tariffs, you know, it's nuts. And then we've got all kinds of things. I mean, don't get me started. Don't start, Michael. Don't start. But anyway, yeah, land, water, you know, some of those things that we don't, you know, health care is always there. Yeah, because our current health care system is not sustainable. I mean, it's just not. It's just not.
Really?
And so, you know, I like to ask that question from a small business standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? Business gets 15, 20, 25% rate increases every year? Silliness.
That's sustainable.
See, now you're getting me started. Don't do that. We've already 4 minutes into this thing, and, you know, all I'm doing is talking about that stuff.
Do they listen to the Friday segments usually? They like to know what's going on. These presidential candidates.
Of course they listen.
Yeah, they listen.
I mean, I did. You know, I went out to lunch the other day with Dave Price from TV 13.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. Yeah. All kinds of secrets about the TV.
Is that out yet? Is that hit the airwaves?
Yeah, it's out there. It's out there. Just Google Inside on Business and News.
He's probably busy this time of year, too. Huh?
Yeah. You know, we see each other coming and going to all these things.
Oh,
it's just craziness. Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. You want to know what's going on?
No. I blew the hole through all this.
Anyone listening?
No. Nobody, nobody pays any attention whatsoever.
All right. Mainframe Studios.
I like it.
Yes.
Already.
They call it First Friday, so that's today.
Right now.
First Friday of the month. Yeah, it's probably...
Is it over?
No, ends at 8.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
Whew, you got, like, hours to go.
That's right. Get over there.
Now.
So, let's see here. There's two new exhibitions by the ISU College of Design students.
Oh, nice.
Art. That's short. Short version is there's art... At Mainframe Studios, get out there.
Tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Till 8.
Till 8, yep. Let's see. Also, starting tonight and through the weekend, DemiCon 30.
What?
DemiCon.
DemiCon? What the hell's that?
It's about time. DemiCon is celebrating its 30th year as a local science fiction convention.
Oh.
The event features nationally renowned authors Gail Carriger and Joe Haldeman.
Really?
Plus the award-winning artist... Joe Picasso.
Okay.
Attendees will enjoy costume contests, workshops, panels, anime,
this would be
board
fun
games,
to
role playing, live music.
Just for the people watching.
Yep.
I bet it gets a little odd.
It's, I mean, you got to, everybody there is passionate.
Cosplay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that what it's called? I don't know all the terms, but.
I think it is. Somebody will probably.
It'll be a sight.
Yeah, somebody will probably come as a candidate.
Should.
Yeah. Why not?
You could pass as a candidate.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, where was I? You should. No, really, somebody did. I was someplace, then they go, are you a candidate? I said, for what? Well, you look like a candidate. I said, no, I'm not a candidate. Not yet.
You could pass.
I'm working on it.
You know, my grandpa used to do that, actually.
What?
He called himself, his last name was Lang. His name was Ted Lang. And he introduced himself frequently as Senator Lang.
Really?
Yeah, he lived in Washington, D.C., so it wasn't that uncommon. And he look, I mean, you look at him and you just be like, Senator.
Yeah, there you go. So
he would get to the front of lines at restaurants. He would, a million stories. Yeah. Probably not the time or place.
Probably not. You know, I used to impersonate a physician.
Yeah. Let's give me some context.
No. It's nothing naughty. It just that when I was a young man, I enjoyed dating nurses. And I was too young to get into the nicer restaurants, you know, because I was under 21.
Right.
So I would call ahead
and
make reservations
as
for,
the doctor.
Dr. and Mrs. Ralph Jameson. Never got stopped. Was it Ralph Jameson? I can't remember. Anymore.
Can't even remember. Can't keep your
name
straight.
I know the last name was Jameson. Oh boy. See, you know, when you live as long as I have, you just got all these stories, man.
Iowa Barnstormers this
Good.
Weekend, yes sir. They play the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, Eastern Iowa is now being River Kings.
Yeah.
I mean, Davenport. And,
is it still a river? Like when it goes?
When it's outside the banks?
It's more like a lake.
What a mess.
What a mess. So, anyway, their football team plays our football team.
Right.
And we're good this year. You know, we won it last year.
Yep.
They're good and they're just year. Rolling this year.
There
yeah.
you go.
This is Coach Dixie Wooten. He's got it going. Anyway, that's at the well, 7:05 kickoff.
What day?
Saturday.
Saturday. Got
yep.
Okay.
Also Saturday, downtown at Capitol Square at Cal's Commons. Donuts, coffee, or donuts and coffee. This is the annual Coffee and Donut Festival.
Really? The police department puts this on?
No, buddy.
No?
No, I don't think so. Do they?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, I think it's, I don't know who puts it on, but.
But you go, go.
There'll be coffee, donuts, somebody with an imagination came up with this event. It's bigger and more caffeinated than last year. It's loaded with things pertaining to coffee and donuts, including new features like jelly donut wrestling, donuts of glory, the donut games, and then all kinds of donut and coffee vendors.
Are you sure this is not the police department? I mean, this is, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Should be
that's
something.
A Saturday.
With sprinkles on top. Yeah. Yeah. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Long time for donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. That of course,
the most donuts you've ever eaten in one city.
One.
One?
Yeah. I'm just not a donut guy.
Huh.
What's her name's? The Downtown Farmer Market.
Yeah.
Launches this
That's
weekend.
That's this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, those will coincide.
I know. Go get your, right? Kind of like down the street from each other.
Yeah. Also going on, along with that, a little bit later, will be the food truck throwdown.
Really?
Social club. Yep. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of food.
Downtown.
Downtown. Oh. There is a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Jeez.
That's how you know the weather's warm. You know, sometimes I struggle to, like, make the 10. I mean, never really struggle, but it's like, well, all right. But this is like, I mean, I've probably got 15 on here. We won't go through them all, but.
Let's go. Let's
yeah,
go.
Kites on the Green in Johnston.
Yeah.
This is a neat event.
Kite fighting?
I wish. Do they do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Should. No, it's just they gather out at the by the library to fly kites. Mm-hmm. Big ones. Nice. Like, everybody's good at it. They make kites. There's clinics. It's all about kites. Kites, like a festival.
All
right. That'll be good. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Johnston Commons. Through Sunday, Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock, the musical.
Yes, we talked about this last week.
Did we?
I think, yeah. Rock. I remember talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Webber.
So that's going on at the Civic Center.
Grillmaker, I think.
Grillmaker?
Yeah, Webber Grills, yeah.
Ah, I think it's spelled different. Is it spelled different? You got a Webber?
No.
What's your grill?
Huh?
What's your grill game like?
My grill game? Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like to grill?
Everything.
Charcoal or gas?
This is now gas, but I prefer charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
I just prefer charcoal.
Prefer eating and cooking with charcoal,
yeah.
But you prefer the ease of gas.
Well, the ease of gas, right?
Yeah, it's so easy.
I know. Flick, go.
Okay, discover the Dutch Impala.
Oh, if he ain't Dutch, he ain't much.
Is that right?
That's right. That's what
they Are say you Dutch?
No. That's what they say in Orange City. And Pella, as a matter of fact. Ain't Dutch, ain't much.
So Discover the Dutch weekend is going on, and there will be tulips.
Yeah.
Well, this is not the Tulip Festival.
But there will be tulips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Blooming early, I guess. All kinds of tulip stuff and Dutch stuff, wood shoes.
Yeah.
Who thought
Who
wood,
does
shoes
wood shoes
was a good idea?
Oh, my aching feet.
Under what?
Well, you don't have anything else. I guess you wood shoes.
Would they? I think I'd rather go barefoot.
No. Go for the wood shoes.
You go for the wood shoes?
Yeah.
All right.
You hear you coming.
Yeah. All right. What
can't
else?
Can't sneak around in wood shoes.
No, you cannot. You know, the Iowa Wild are in the playoffs?
Yes, and
they dropped
doing
game
pretty
one.
Well.
But
well, really?
Yeah. So they moved on. They won the first round.
Right.
Now it's a new series.
Right.
And I think I saw they dropped game one either last night or the night before, or a couple nights ago. But
any idea?
We're playing Chicago Wolves farm team, which is the Milwaukee Admirals.
They're always tough. Milwaukee Admirals are always tough. Yeah.
Well, they must be because the second round of the playoffs. So anyway, it'll be game three Sunday at 3 at the Well.
So isn't Sunday the Kentucky Derby too? I think it is.
Wasn't that last week?
No, I think it's this week. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Sure.
Is this Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah. I think.
No, that's next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah.
We're in big trouble.
I'm pretty sure. Or at least I was told. I haven't verified it, but I was told Mother's Day is May 10th.
Okay,
we're talking
good.
About May 3rd.
That's good. That's good.
You dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I did.
Tell me about Mother's Day again, once you have kids. How's that?
Once you have kids, you best, yeah. Father's Day doesn't mean jack.
First time.
What?
What about the first Father's Day?
No. Means nothing.
Okay.
Zippo, zero.
Zero.
You do not matter. But if you screw up and miss Mother's Day, even if your wife is the mother to your child.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when
that's not my mother.
Don't start that. It doesn't work. I've tried it for years. You just get the hand on the hip. It's not pretty. And then when the child gets old enough to recognize Mother's Day, then you got a double whammy.
How so?
Well, because you've got to buy the gift for the kid to give to the mom, and you've also got to do your own thing.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, it just loads. And the more kids you have, the more, it's just never ending.
Help me, Rhonda.
Hip me, Rhonda.
Beach Boys, Stevens Auditorium, May 8th.
Really?
Wednesday.
Yep. Nice.
That
is something. Yeah, Beach Boys have always been a fave. Always.
Do you think they're the biggest? You think they've been played on the radio more than any other?
I don't know. Beatles. Yeah, but the Beach Boys, you know, when I was growing up, the Beach Boys were like IT. They were it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like tech.
Oh, no. Yeah, when I was, high tech when I was growing up was electricity. But yeah, the Beach Boys. Because I was in a band. Everybody was in a band.
Yeah.
I was in a band at one time, and for some reason, I thought having blonde hair would be kind of cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I had blonde hair.
How'd you do it?
Peroxide, I think it was.
You got pictures?
Oh, no. Nothing exists from my youth. All gone. Whew. Thank God.
Also next week at the Temple Theater, this runs through May 19th. It's not you, it's me.
Of course it is.
The Second City, you know who they are?
Yes, Chicago, right?
Yep. Like the comedy troupe that produces a lot of SNL people. So they'll be here. Routine called It's Not You, It's Me. Should be good. Also next week, you mentioned the Downtown Farmers Market downtown.
Valley Junction.
Thursday night. Yeah. Live
That's
music.
That's so fun.
Night.
Live music.
Be good.
Yeah, you get to stroll around there, and all the shops are it's a great experience. Go.
Yeah, go. Oh, I think I missed it, but they'll have the Cinco de Mayo festival, too.
That's right.
Which I think is actually on the
4th. What's with that? How come you don't do it?
I think the 5th lands on Sunday.
Right.
Well,
you're going to be a Cinco de Mayo kind of guy. You got to do it on the 5th, yeah?
You know what?
Bring your limes.
May the 4 be with you.
May the 4 be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
There you go.
That's what it is.
All right.
Yeah, so that's lots of stuff. That's a wrap.
Lots of stuff going on.
Betcha.
Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. And he is the managing editor of City View Magazine. You know, Dave Price is also a manager.
Is that right?
That's right. It says so on his card. It says political reporter, anchor, managing it.
I'm in good company.
That's the way it goes. All right, Jeff. Thank you.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here because nigh on to the time that we've got to leave, and you've got to get out there and enjoy some of the great stuff that we've just been talking about. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. Watch for him, by the way, next week. We've got an interview with James talking about his whole music thing. That should be really interesting. And for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.